Four men are dead and at least one person is injured after a rampage across Darwin by a gunman. The 45-year-old suspect was dramatically arrested by heavily armed officers near the city's police headquarters after an hour on the run. The man, who is known to police, was released from jail on parole back in January. The incident is not believed to be terror-related. Cardinal George Pell's bid to overturn his child sex abuse convictions gets underway in Victoria's highest court today. The 77-year-old Catholic cleric is currently serving a 6-year jail term. Last December, a jury found Pell guilty of sexually abusing two choir boys when he was Archbishop of Melbourne in the 1990s. Three Court of Appeal judges will hear the case. Pell, who maintains his innocence, is arguing his conviction should be overturned on three grounds, including that the verdicts are unreasonable. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has warned the global economy is at risk from a trade war between the United States and China. His comments came after Mr. Morrison and his wife met the Queen ahead of commemorations marking the 75th anniversary of the D-Day landings. The invasion in June 1944 is regarded as one of the pivotal moments in the Second World War. Mr. Morrison has also had meetings in London with Prince Charles and the Governor of the Bank of England. Meanwhile, Donald Trump has promised a phenomenal trade deal with the United Kingdom after it leaves the European Union. Speaking after talks with the outgoing British Prime Minister Theresa May, the President made clear America was also keen to get access to Britain's National Health Service, something Mrs. May was very quick to hose down.